There is a record-setting wave of candidates running for political office this year. Most are women, and most of them are Democrats. Two women are running for the Democratic nomination in the 24th Congressional District, which covers all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and the western part of Oswego County. Juanita Perez-Williams and Dana Balter face off in a primary tomorrow to determine who will face incumbent Republican John Katko in November. WRVO's Ellen Abbott takes a look at what is driving Balter, a visiting assistant teaching professor at SU's Maxwell School, to take the political plunge.
This is the first time Balter has ever run for political office. She didn't come from a political family, but a path to public service started at her home in Connecticut. Her older brother struggled with cognitive disabilities, and that ultimately led her to work for nonprofits that provide services to adults with cognitive disabilities. It was then she realized the barriers those individuals face.
In order to make real progress on a larger scale, we had to figure out how to address those barriers. I decided that studying policy and working in policy was going to be the way to do that.
Which brought Balter, now 42, back to Syracuse University's Maxwell School as a visiting assistant teaching assistant, but not as a candidate for political office.
I thought about it as, you know, maybe a second act in life much later.
Then Donald Trump was elected president.
Everything changed, and the needs that I wanted to stand up and fight for and work for became so much more urgent.
Balter says she's taken to the world of politics. She loves meeting people and discussing issues in living rooms, rallies, and public events across the four-county district.
The part I don't like is the fact that our political system is so tied up with big money.
Which is why she has put campaign finance reform at the top of the issues that are dear to her.
Day one in office, this is the issue to be working on, because getting money out of politics unlocks our ability to make progress on every other issue.
And if there's one misperception out there, she says it's that she's not enough of a fighter to take on the two-term incumbent.
If there is anybody who is ready to go toe-to-toe with John Katko and hold him publicly accountable for the things that he's said and done, and just as importantly, for the things that he hasn't said and hasn't done, it's me.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.